Welcome to the Perfect Time Podcast. Join us, your go-to gal pals, as we dish out tips and tricks on all things mindset and mental fitness. I'm Christy.
And I'm Lindsay. Get ready for a dose of laughter, plenty of aha moments, and a whole lot of positivity packed into each episode.
Hey, Perfect Timers. Lindsay and I here. We haven't recorded an episode in a long time, and we're glad to be back with you. And I can't wait to hear. Lindsay's been traveling. I can't wait to hear all about it. But first, I want to say that I wasn't sure if anyone would even notice that we don't know who listens to this. But I did get a couple of you that reached out to me like, hey, where's your podcast? And so thank you for that, because it makes us feel like we are missed, and everybody likes to feel missed. So thanks for listening. Lindsay, how are you? How are your travels? We have not talked, by the way, everyone. We decided that we were just going to press record and catch up. And that's what today's episode is going to be.
A true catch up.
Yeah. And I'm sure we'll bring some mindset stuff in, because we always do. But Lindsay, how are you? Let's catch up.
I'm good. I'm traveling around with my computer talking because I am out of sorts. I'm good. Yeah, we did a family trip and then came back for 2 days. And then we went on an incentive trip that Justin earned from his company right after that, which was awesome. But I feel like we're never traveling that much. I'm not complaining. It was great. But I'm such a creature of routine and habit. So getting back into it is funny and, you know, but it was great.
Yeah. I knew you were going somewhere, but I didn't realize you were coming back and leaving 2 days later.
I know.
For another trip. So where did you go first?
My family, my parents and my brother's family, we went to St. Lucia, which I know is on your bucket list, right?
Yeah.
And I highly recommend. That was really special. That was a special trip. My parents wanted to do something fun. They both had big birthday years this year, and we're just like, let's travel as a family. So they took our whole family on that trip, which was really cool. But the people in St. Lucia are awesome, and obviously it's beautiful. But so that was cool. That was fun.
Did you stay at a resort?
We stayed at a resort, and it was, you know, very fun for food wise and drink wise and all the, you know, fun stuff.
Like, was it all inclusive?
Yeah, we did an all inclusive, which was the first time. Have you guys done that with Ruby at all?
Not with Ruby. No, we've
it's
done
all inclusive. Yeah, but with kids, I feel like there's a detox that needs to happen when you come back, because they're used to all the things, and they come back and you're like, here's your piece of fruit and waffle.
Here's your chicken breast.
Yeah.
Here's your broiled chicken breast, kids.
Seriously. So it was super fun, but, you know, short-lived. But yeah, that was a fun way to travel, especially with the boys had their cousins there. So that was fun.
Yeah. That is fun. So what was the size of your group total? How many people?
There's 11 of us.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, and then we got the other fun thing was so many people from the UK and Canada and stuff travel, you know, to the Caribbean. And so it was fun to be exposed to all these different cultures and stuff. It was the first time I've been out of the country. So
I love traveling abroad, specifically just to see all the other, where everyone is coming from. And I feel like a lot of Canadians are always, whenever we go to Mexico or Summer Beach, Jamaica, not Jamaica. Where did we go recently? I don't know. But there were Canadians everywhere. And I just loved that. I thought that was super cool. So
because they have holiday, which is longer than America, which is so funny you said that, because, I love a Canadian accent. I really love a British accent. And so there was several kids that were playing in the water, and they'd be like, mommy, mommy, can you come here? And I told the kids, I was like, if you start talking like that, I will respond better. It's just so cute. So
it's little blueies running around everywhere.
Yeah. I love. So they're like, mommy. And then oh, that's brilliant. You know? And I'm like, why is everything you say so cute? You can be yelling at your kids and it still sounds cute.
Right.
But I love 8:40, I'm about to take on an accent. But no, it was fun. And yeah, like you said, it was fun to like just be culturally exposed and do something different. So that was cool.
How was the food? Because I feel like all inclusives can be really hit or miss when it comes to the food and the drinks.
It was a hit for sure. Okay. I mean, this was Annie and Jimmy were treating, and they scored us a nice deal.
Okay, good.
I've been to some all inclusives where it's like, you know.
We went to Secrets Maroma, which was an all-inclusive. That was my first experience with all-inclusive. And everyone was like, oh, you're doing all-inclusive? Oh, man, you're going to be hungry when you get home. And it was awesome. We had great food there. Like, the drinks were awesome. But we went to a different resort in Mexico, and I soon learned why everyone said I was going to leave hungry, because I did leave hungry at that place. Like, I was like, this food is not palatable. Like, I
not up to par.
I did a parasite cleanse when I got home, because I just felt like I should. It was one of those places where you just like feel like you should get rid of any kind of bugs that you may have brought home from the waters and the fruits and the, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it happens for sure. I was so nervous because when we went to Mexico, Justin and I, for his company trip, I kept on forgetting, just out of habit, like sticking my toothbrush under the faucet, and they have the water bottles right there. Like, it was like very, it was a nice resort, but I just kept on forgetting. And I'm like, well, if it happens, it happens. But so far, yeah. Good.
Okay. So you came home, had 2 days at home to do laundry and then pack up. And then you and Justin went to Mexico. Yeah. Yeah. Where in Mexico?
We were in Riviera Maya. Yeah. So it was a fun time. I mean, he's in sales, and you have to earn that incentive trip, as you know, how you've been on those. And, so they spoil you. So I was, we were very pampered, which was very nice.
Nice. And what was that resort called?
It was a Fairmount.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know. I mean, we've actually been to Mexico a couple of times, but this one was so pretty. There was like so many, it was almost like jungly, and like so much like, it was a pretty big resort. So you could like take these little buggies down to the beach, and it was beautiful. And also, I don't know, when you went to Mexico, like I went in the summer, this was like such a good time of the year. Cause it was hot, but it wasn't like crazy hot, you know? Anyway, yeah. It was fun. Back to reality. What have you been up to? Christy's dog is licking her face right now.
My dog is right in no personal space right now, ever.
So,
do you want to be on the podcast, buddy? What have I been up to? You know, like so Ruby was on spring break. We finished up her kindergarten curriculum. We do not travel because we have a farm. So it's so weird. We haven't gone anywhere since we've moved here. Is that accurate? That's accurate. And I am starting to feel the itch. Like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to like go somewhere. But anyway, we just stayed home for spring break. Ruby finished her kindergarten curriculum, and then we kind of just took like the last 2 weeks off and played outside and had fun and played with friends, and soccer started, so she's been doing that. And
oh, that's fun. You know,
nothing. Oh my gosh, it's so funny to watch. Like, I'm sure your boys play soccer?
Yeah, Abel still does. Okay.
There are 14 kids on Ruby's soccer team because there's not enough coaches here, so they have like these massive teams, and there's no way to like organize 14 5-year-olds. So it looks like when they're playing, a swarm of bees just like chasing honey around the field. Like, there's no strategy. They're all clumped together, and it's kind of awful. I feel like there's a lot of injuries because of that, because if one kid falls down, they're all stepping on top of him with a cleat. And so there's lots of kids down. There's lots of injury. But it's really cute to watch, and Ruby's really enjoying it. So,
I think Theo realized that it was dog time.
Oh, man. Dogs, yeah. Dogs are on today.
Well, that is really fun. I'm sure that is really funny to watch. That age is perfect. It's like the best, best. Yeah. age to watch.
So. I am surprised at the way I'm behaving during these games. Like I am turning into this, I'm turning into this like crazy. I mean, I have a competitive side of me. We've talked about that on here, I think. But when Ruby's out there on the field, like I just turn into this wild competitive animal that I just want to like I'm going to get myself ejected from the game if I'm not careful, because I'm like screaming and yelling and like acting like a lunatic. It's so funny to me because I didn't think I would be that way at all. And then I just happen to it and it comes out and I can't control it.
Join the club. It's fine.
I know.
There's just some of us.
I get it.
Are that way.
I get why moms are like all into it. Like it just happens and I don't even want it to be happening, but it's happening.
It was funny yesterday. Well, Abel was playing. So Jude and Zeke were sitting by me. We were all yelling. We were telling Abel to get back because he was in defense, but he wanted to be scoring the goal. So he was like up where he should.
Yeah.
And so we were all yelling at him. And then Justin was like, can you guys just let the coach coach? But we were like, So it was just silly. It's 8-year-old soccer and we're acting like it's the MLS.
That's what I am. Ruby, Ruby is, in my mind, Ruby is playing MLS right now.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that. And
you done with your school year then?
Well, we finished the kindergarten curriculum, but, you know, we took like 2 months off for winter and it was really hard to start back up again because we had taken off too long. So I don't really want her to go from the beginning of April until the end of August with no school, because it's just going to be a nightmare to get started again. So I need to either order the next year curriculum or just do those little nature studies, like find work to do.
Yeah.
And start trying to kind of decide what we're going to do there. But I just don't want her to like regress in her reading skills because we were starting to make good progress and all the things. P.S. Did you know, and listeners, sorry if you don't care about this, but did you know that The Good and the Beautiful is Mormon? The creator is Mormon?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that until yesterday.
It's not like Mormon heavy theology or anything.
No, there's no Mormon theology. Yeah. I guess it just gave me pause. Like I was like, oh, how do I feel about this? Like, not that I'm, you know, I mean, of course I'm not Mormon and I don't really know a whole lot past the basics of what Mormons believe, but I just was like, oh, how do I feel about this? Because I feel like they kind of tout themselves it as being like a Christian based curriculum, but I wouldn't consider Mormons being Christians. And I guess that's a whole debate for another time. So anyway, I just was like,
yeah, I think that two things. I think that people that have like picked up The Good and the Beautiful taught it as a, like more of a religious based, I don't know if I've heard Christian based, but like God-centered curriculum,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
it does have that, like even in the spelling and stuff, like when you're just like doing cursive, it's like Jesus loves me or like whatever, God.
Right.
But no, like I never found anything in there that was like contradictory to, I don't, or like put, you know, gave me pause or anything, but that curriculum is the most beautiful homeschool curriculum I've ever seen.
Oh yeah. I mean, we love it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it again next year. I'm not shunning it or anything. I didn't realize that. So
yeah, I did. Well, and then I know it's based in Utah. Which that's a pretty Mormon heavy population and homeschool population.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, yeah, I did know that. And I think I never really cared. I was like, oh,
yeah.
It was like had like crazy, but nothing was crazy in there.
Yeah, no, everything is fine. I just surprised.
Yeah.
The other thing I've been up to is I started listening to Sold a Story, which you kind of told me about, you and our friend Michelle. And it is so good. I can't stop listening. I'm like halfway through it. And if you guys, listeners, if you haven't listened to that yet, it's a really good podcast all about like reading and public schools. And it's really
eye-opening. The sketchiness of what, you need to.
Yeah, it's like kind of a, like it's about the way we teach reading and if it's based in science and kind of how it's been failing a lot of kids and not serving them the best way, and that there was research to prove that it wasn't the best way. But per usual, if you follow the money, it's kind of one of those like follow the money situations. And
Yeah.
it's
Well,
what's wild to me is that there's a lot of Ohio connections in this podcast, which I found fascinating.
it's funny you said that because just today, my sister-in-law sent me an email that Ohio State is still one of the biggest universities that's still teaching the old way and not teaching.
Well, I'm not
So
surprised
it's
because.
like, it's very frustrating. There's a lot of people in Ohio that are making headway, specifically in Upper Arlington. And so I think like they're bringing it to people's attention and for like, and that's really good, but it's one of those things that it's like, you know, making waves and making change, but it is crazy. The biggest thing, like my takeaway too, from that whole podcast, again, it's literacy based. And so if you have young kids, it would interest you if they're learning to read. One, I think it said like 40, gosh, I forget if it was 40 or 60%, but it was like 40 or 60% of kids actually need to be taught how to read, which is interesting because even in the homeschool world, people will say, which I heard a lot, like just put the kid on your lap and then keep on reading, they'll eventually pick it up. Which for a typical learner, that probably happens most of the time. But for kids that cannot learn that way, they truly need to be taught. So even if you are like how I was and how Christy was, like with your kids homeschooling and your kids struggling to understand phonics, it's because a lot of kids actually need to be taught how to read. So no matter how much story time you do every single day, if they're having struggles, and you probably know in your gut if they're having struggles, listen to this podcast, connect with one of us because there's so much information about how to start plugging in and getting your kid to actually like get the instruction they need. And I think like what's important, like why I feel like I wanted to mention that is just because there's so much onus on a parent, like, well, I read to my kid since they were a baby, so that's why my kid's a good reader. And there's so many people that are saying that that's actually not true. And
Right.
I think on the other hand, if a kid isn't exposed to any literacy in any books, like obviously they're not going to be ahead of the curve either, you know? So like, I think it is important just for knowledge base and for like overall comprehension and that kind of things that we are reading, but we put so much onus on the parents of like how good they did reading to their child.
Yeah.
That may or may not determine whether those children are good readers.
Right.
I don't know.
And the other thing that I find so important as a take home, whether you listen to the podcast or not, my takeaway is this. If you, it doesn't matter if you homeschool or if you send your kid to public education or private education, do not give the school or the teacher sole responsibility for teaching your child. Like you are still. Like your mom, we talk about this a lot on here. Your intuition is so strong. And so if you feel like your child isn't where they should be, and your teacher says, just give them a couple more years, they'll probably figure it out, or it's too young, they're too young to say that there's an issue, or wait a little bit longer and see if it self-corrects. I hear that all the time from doctors and, you know, other parents telling me that that's been their story for multiple things. And I think as moms, we tend to want to trust the professionals, but from this, I mean, this whole thing is very much a parent-focused drive to change the way that reading was taught. It was a very much like a grassroots movement
Yep.
of moms and parents who were like, basically during COVID, like, whoa, this is how you're teaching my kid to read. And
Exactly.
then
Like they wouldn't have even seen it had
they
it not
wouldn't
been
know.
remote
Unless they were,
learning.
yeah. So that was like the silver lining of COVID is all these kids were learning at home and all these parents were like, wait, what? You
And
want my kid to guess the word based on the photo? And so anyway, just all that to say, like, fight for your child if you think something is not right, and don't wait, because the longer you wait, the more behind they're going to fall. And there are programs out there if you just keep searching for them and listen to the podcast, because there's so many resources there too. But
so many resources. Yeah. And I think it's just so hard because the teaching profession, which we both have a lot of friends that are in that profession, like, especially with reading, it's just like people don't want to think that they taught something wrong. You know, like they went to school, they went to college, they got their master's to be able to help kids and help people learn. And like, I think like the take home too is to always have your eyes wide open, to always be open to knowing that, like, yeah, maybe this works for X amount of kids, but like, what about the few kids that it's not working for? Is there another way? Can we like not have so much pride to think that we're all made the exact same, you know? And like, I was talking to a friend about all this, and I said, it kind of reminds me of like, you know, Christy, you're a nurse. It kind of reminds me of like, you have a patient that comes in saying, this antidepressant is making me crazy. And it's like you being like, no, because everybody else says it's great and it's working for them. Well, yeah, maybe the 9 out of 10, like it does work for them, but maybe for the one-off, like they need something completely different because their body's not responding. I feel like it's the same with learning, you know, like some, like my oldest can learn this way and my other one's hands-on. It's just like, we're all created so differently. So anyways, that is mind-blowing/maddening. If you listen to the podcast, you have to be in the right mood. But it's also empowering because it's like the more you know, and you know.
Absolutely. And like,
count your lucky stars if your kid learned how to read with no struggles.
Right.
That's not everybody's story.
But from the podcast, the statistic is like 4 in 10 could not learn to read the way that they were being taught in the schools. And so anyway, it's a very fascinating, it very much feels empowering as a mother. Like, yes, we can make change if enough people come together. And I think it parallels the medical, so I've thought that so many times while I'm listening, like this parallels the medical movement, medical freedom movement so much that it's like mind blowing.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it is hard to listen to because it's, you know, another broken system, but I think, you know, the end result is good. The change is being made, and a lot of the change came from this journalist stepping up and doing this podcast, which is just so cool. Like,
just so risky, and I love people that have the guts to.
Yeah, like world changers, and so mm-hmm. I love that.
Well, you know, it's like one of those things. Well, a lot of these things that are like solo fights and people are kind of just suffering on their own. And then it takes like one person to spearhead. And like, I know it's empowering because then other parents kind of have someone to like, okay, you like laid the groundwork and we're going to run with it and like make change and do what we can. It's a good and interesting rabbit hole to dive down. Speaking of rabbit holes, I'm going to get a little conspiracy theorist, or I don't even know, what would you call it? Do you feel funny after the eclipse, or is it just me?
Okay. So
not a thing, because I could be making this up.
Listen, the day of the eclipse, I was so weird. I was, first of all, like 5 days late for my period. Sorry if that's way TMI. But I was like taking pregnancy tests and whatever. As soon as the eclipse passed, as soon as that moon passed through the sun, guess what arrived? Aunt Flo arrived, and she was late. And I wasn't pregnant. But I knew I wasn't. But I was like, what is happening? I had the biggest headache that whole day, and I never get headaches. And so anyway, that was weird. Today, I am such a strange bird since the eclipse. Something.
Me too.
Something changed.
I felt like really, like it was, I don't know. I felt really off yesterday, like heightened, like sensitive and just like off and just not a good mom. I don't know how else to say it. I just was like, didn't want to talk to him. I was just like off. And then this morning, Abel woke up and he was like, I feel like I didn't even sleep. I'm like, what? And like, he's never said anything like that before, but he kind of said the same thing the night before, like the night. And then it just got me thinking, like, are we having like eclipse symptoms or like what's happening. Because you know, like full moons, like all my friends that are teachers of young kids are like, the full moon is a thing. Like the kids act crazy on a full moon. Like I can tell it's a full moon. So I was just curious if the eclipse was the same thing or if it was just me.
No, I definitely think it shifted something. I mean, the cycles of the earth and the moon are powerful, and I think, you know, that's not like hokey or weird. It's just science. It's true. And I think that, I don't know, I've been in the strangest place today. Like I'm kind of in that, I almost feel like I'm buzzed. Like I'm like, I want to roll in the grass. I want to like,
Yeah.
I don't know, like put my feet in the earth. Like, I don't know. I feel, but it's like a good, I feel good. I feel
Okay.
good.
I feel
It's,
better today, but I did not feel good yesterday. And I was like, what is happening to me?
I know.
And
It's,
I had come back and then I felt bad because they're like, it came back from a trip. I should be refreshed. That's why I was like, it didn't feel normal. Like I felt funny.
yeah.
But going back,
Were you home for the eclipse?
yeah. But going
Okay.
back to what you were saying though about your cycles, like when we were trying to have Zeke like a million years ago, I was doing like things with the moon. They tell you to like eat seeds based on the moon cycle. Like it's really good to have your cycle aligned with the moon. Like that's like super historic, you know? And so I know that there's something to that, but
Yes,
beyond hormones.
my cycle is very synced to the moon. It's bizarre.
We're one with the moon. Wait, hold on. It's going in.
I get my period when it's, oh shoot. Can you hear me? I get my period when it's the new moon, and I ovulate when it's the full moon.
Wow. Well, I'm talking to the right
Can you
person.
hear me?
Sorry if y'all think we'd be crazy, but I'm telling you,
It's so
something
bizarre.
wild. And I just felt funny and had to talk about it. And I took, like Christy
Yeah.
said, we did not talk. This is normally something I'd ask her before we hit play, but I was just like, no, we should probably just have a chit chat and catch up. Well,
Yeah.
I hope that if anybody's experiencing weird stuff, that we all get well soon.
Shift us into a good place, Moon.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was crazy
But
though.
the eclipse was cool. I'm glad that we watched it. In true This Is Life fashion, Ruby had a meltdown right during the eclipse and didn't want to participate and wanted to go inside and was like not into it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is once in a lifetime. Put those glasses on your face and stare at the moon. Like I was like a lunatic parent, like forcing her to like look at the sun, and she was just not into it. And like we had done all these homeschool things leading up to it. Like it was like a big
Yeah, you're like,
lead up, you
this
know, and then just
is
like,
where
yes, we made new moon cookies. Like let's look at, you know, and she just wasn't into it. It was just so funny to me. But
Oh,
anyway,
that
that
is a
was that.
very life moment. That's like everything. It's very refreshing to hear other people talk.
So, do you feel like completely back in the swing of things, or are you still like trying to get back into life after being away for that long? And did you miss your bed? And did you miss your toilet? Like, I miss those things so much by the end of my travels that I
That's fine.
just die to get back home.
I don't know if I miss my toilet. I missed our dog, and I really miss being like, I don't like missing my kids' events. But I will say, I think Justin and I didn't travel a lot at all when our kids were little for multiple reasons. And just like didn't have the opportunity as much probably for both of us to go away. And I think like the past few years we've made it a priority just like once a year to get away. And I do think like there's something super refreshing and good about being able to step, well, it doesn't have to be to Mexico, just like stepping away, even if you just go like, you know, a hotel or whatever with your spouse. I feel like it's good and helpful, you know. Utilize those grandparents or whoever wants to love on your kid
Yeah.
for a minute. So that was just, it was, I felt like it was good, a good amount of time, and then I was ready to be home. So I like being in the swing. I like a routine, but not to go on and on. I think what I'm struggling with right now is because we had so many people with wallpapering that are working on like projects, and you know how that goes. It's like gets postponed. So then the dates get postponed. So this month is just really busy for us. So I knew that like we were going to go get away and then come back and it'd be crazy. So that's the only thing. I have an unconventional schedule on purpose, but sometimes that overwhelms me a little bit.
Yeah. You know? But I kind of think even if, I mean, it's kind of rare to have a job that you can step away from for a week or 2 weeks and then come back and not feel overwhelmed, because even if someone else was taking over your job, like they probably weren't doing it the way that you do it, or, you know, they were just doing the critical needs while you were gone. So I'm sure it's a very common, relatable feeling. And it's,
And it's not like I'm like saving lives. I'm laying wallpaper. So no one's really in like dire need for anybody.
Listen, everybody needs beautiful walls just like they need a heartbeat. Okay, Lindsay, it's all good. It's all good.
You should be my marketing person. No, but yeah, all that to say, I mean, I think, you know, we've talked about that, like the busy mom thing and all of that. And I think this is part of it, is just like allowing yourself to step out of life, enjoying those minutes, and not kind of like having our mind be present where we are too. And I really tried to do that and not be like on my phone. And I did that well and probably missed a lot of things, but it's fine.
But like it's on.
Okay, life goes on. Yeah. So anyway, that's that.
When you vacation, do you still exercise regularly, or do you like take a break from that too?
What do you think? For me,
I think you still exercise regularly
every day. Yeah. Okay. We got up like Justin and I. Oh yeah. Yes, I do. It's like part, I just feel better. I think that to me is like a perfect vacation.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I actually like,
I like usually do it for hours, but you know,
I think I do spend more time. Like I'll run for a little bit longer because I don't have anything to do, you know, like I have the time to do it, and it feels exercise to you and to me. I think it feels like a treat. So when you're on vacation, you want to kind of do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I feel like I feel good about it, and then you can kind of like do whatever. But what I told Justin, this sounds so bougie, so pardon me, but in both the places we stayed, the treadmills that they had were Peloton treadmills, and I do not have a Peloton treadmill. I have like a Craigslist like special treadmill, and they are not the same.
Do you want a Peloton treadmill?
I would love one.
Okay. Because I have been really thinking about getting one, and we have actually our treadmill is worse than a Craigslist treadmill. You know those auctions where you can go buy, like, it's like, I forget what they're called, but basically it's like an online auction, and it's like Amazon returns that they throw back on this auction website. Do you know about those?
No, I don't, but I would like to know.
There's like a bunch of like warehouses all over Columbus where they get like rejected Amazon packages, and then they throw them up on these auction websites, and they'll say things like open box special. And like, it's like, you know, so we bought a treadmill from one of those for $100, and that is what we run on the regular, and it does the job, but it's the most basic treadmill. It does not incline at all. Like, it's just basic. It doesn't go very fast. It takes 9 years for it to go from a speed of 2 to a speed of 6. And so when I'm using the Peloton app to run, and they're like, okay, sprint for 30 seconds. And I'm like, okay, it's going to take my treadmill a minute to get to that sprint pace, and y'all are already walking again. Like, help me, you know? And so I've been really thinking about splurging on it, but they're so expensive.
I haven't even looked at the price. How much are they?
They're like $5,000. They're like $5,000.
No, not in the budget. They're awesome. That like the incline. So mine does incline, but like, does it? Because today I was just like, this is not the same. The one that I was using before was like inclined to an incline of 15, and you literally feel like you're like hiking up a mountain. It's so good. And like a run walk was, I mean, I felt like I like really, I don't know, like killed it on that. And then I did the same workout down my basement. I was like, okay.
It was different,
but it's fine.
Yeah. But you're right.
Mine was probably like $150 or something. I don't even know. So I'm thankful and grateful to have one, but there is a large difference between ours and the Pelotons.
I have the dollar menu
with a something, we'd take it.
Yes, I have the dollar menu McDonald's treadmill and I have like the Hyde Park Steakhouse menu.
I think treadmill. About all the time, like people that have bought them and aren't using them and sell them. I'm like, where are those? Because Facebook Marketplace, you can find some things, but not that. Like, I need to go to like an estate sale or something.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting rid of theirs. You know that there's one that just sit around and people aren't using
I know them. That there's a Peloton treadmill sitting in some bougie person's basement that's collecting dust. And I would like a donation.
I would as well. Sounds great.
Listeners, hey, Perfect Timers, do you have a Peloton treadmill in your basement that you could donate to our podcast?
Well, yeah. That was awesome. I will seek that out again. Oh, show. Oh, wait, really quick, which I'm going to say this, and then we actually have to sign off in a little bit anyways, but what is in your cup? We forgot to say that.
Oh, and I have a blonde roast with heavy cream coffee. Okay. Today is triple star day at Starbucks. So go. Well, it won't be by the time you listen to this, but I got it for triple stars. Did you download the app yet? Because you didn't have it the last time. No, you didn't. Do it now.
Right now.
Triple stars. And then I also am drinking in my Stanley, I have Modere Revitalize Mineral Water, my ride or die. So I have them both.
Every day. You drink that every day?
Yes. Every day. What about you? What's in your cup?
Today, mixing it up. I was at Kroger earlier, so I have one of these Olipops. And it's root beer flavored. So if you don't know what that is, it's like a soda kind of, but it has prebiotics and stuff in it that help you with digestion. It does have sugar.
How many grams are in that can?
It says 2 grams of sugar per can. Oh, so that's not like an overly like sugary Coke or anything, but I love these things.
Yeah. I've been wanting to grab a bunch of different cans and do like a fun, a bunch of different flavors and do a little fun taste test.
Some of them are gross.
Are they?
Yeah. Like my favorite ones are the classic root beer and then they have a cream soda, but some of the other ones are nasty. Although maybe you might like that, but I'm like, ugh. The root beer just tastes like root beer to me ish. If you haven't had root beer in a while, you'll think it's good. I am trying to get my stomach back on track. That is what I'm traveling. My body
you probably need a parasite cleanse.
No, it's not parasite, it's just you get like that like traveler's blocked up symptoms.
Yeah, it's called worms. Just
kidding. No, it's like I'm talking about like you get backed up.
I know. I hope you eat some prunes and get back to your baseline.
I feel bad now. It's seriously just traveling. What is that? Why do people get that? It's like stress or something.
Your body just goes into a weird
it's like your body's like, I know you're gonna be in a bikini all week, so I'm not gonna let you go to the bathroom. So
I'm gonna like make your intestines distend out 6 inches.
You look your absolute most bloated. Ready, go.
I know you've been prepping 6 months for this, but you're gonna look your worst anyway. So
oh my gosh. Oh, it's so true.
So true. I love that. What's on your plate? Let's do that too.
What's on my plate? We have, I feel like I say the same thing every time. Oh, I have some work projects coming up this month. That's fun. And then we're in the throes of Zeke's doing track, which makes me so happy. That was my sport. Abel's doing soccer like Ruby. And then
Jude is doing flag football. So of course all their teams got together and talked, and then they have their games at the exact same time every time they play. So I'm totally joking about them getting together, but like truly it's like a funny month for us. But it'll be fun. Nice. So that's what we do. I don't know. I guess we're just, yeah. How about you?
Well, like on my plate today, we are going, I'm super pumped about this. I met a Classical Conversations mom at the retreat I went to a month or two ago, and they own like an organic produce farm in Athens. And she was like talking about how she really could use like a second her. She was like, I need another me. So, cause she has like four kids. And so she was like, while I'm doing like kid stuff, I need someone to be like deadheading my flowers and doing this. And I was like, I will do it. Like, I am you, let me come. And so she is having, they're having our whole family over for dinner tonight. And we're going to see their farm. And then hopefully I'll be kind of working on their farm one day a week. Not for pay. Like, I don't want paid. I want an education. Like, I just want to learn and then be able to come back and like implement those gardening skills here. They have cut flowers and produce. So like, I have a passion for both of those. I just feel like it overwhelms me gardening. And so just to be on a farm that's like up and running, and like they supply the lettuces and the greens for a lot of restaurants in Athens and like local markets, and they're huge at the farmers market. So I'm really pumped about that.
I'm so proud of you and excited. And this reminds me of like the guest speaker at Justin's trip. He was talking about basically like, if you want to be where somebody is, then like, what are the things that they're doing? Like, study them, get mentored, follow them. And I feel like that's exactly what you're doing. And I just love that. Like,
you know,
hands-on learning.
I hope so. I hope it works out. So we'll see. We're going over there tonight, and they do a lot of really cool things that I could talk about later. I know we're running low on time, but super pumped to learn from them. And then we are getting so close to like putting this project, like starting our project. So building the cabins, we're getting a cool pool. We're like planning out this pool and this pool house for the cabins. And then I think, I haven't like talked about this anywhere yet, but like, I think we were gonna maybe like phase two, build a brewery, but I think we're just doing it now. We're just gonna do it now. We're doing it all now. So, God willing, things could change tomorrow, but we're just going for it.
Good for you guys.
It's gonna be a really exciting, lots of work ahead project, but I'm really excited about it. So,
That's lots of work.
I want to share one other big surprise with everyone real quick, and then we got to go. But I was just like scrolling Instagram. Lindsay was in Mexico, and this blogger that I follow, she's like a homeschool blogger, but she has a huge account, like almost 100,000 followers. She said, today is my yes day. And I want to say yes to as many things as possible, whether that's like, she sells a curriculum. She said, I'm giving you this curriculum for free. Maybe I'm a guest on your podcast, maybe this, maybe that. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I happened to see her post almost like right after she posted it. So I immediately commented and I said, will you please come on our podcast? Say yes. And I got a DM from her. I'm not going to tell you who she is yet. That'll be a surprise. But I got a DM from her and she said yes to coming on our podcast. And so we're going to have a really cool, I mean, she's like way too big for our britches, but she is going to come on our podcast. I don't know when yet. We're still figuring out a date. And I feel like this is going to be our breakthrough episode, Lindsay. We're going to be like super world famous. People are going to be bringing us Peloton treadmills as a gift after they hear this episode.
Mad props to Christy. She called me. I was like, I can't talk. What are you calling me about? And then she told me, which is so fun because I don't know. We have just been so thankful for every guest that have come on our podcast. And we've had some really cool people already and stuff. But Yeah, I don't think we've ever had somebody with quite that crazy. I mean, I guess Jackie's company has a huge following, but other than that, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And it just kind of gave me like a pep in my step towards the podcast, because the reality is like we have a small following here, and we also like have a million things going on outside of this podcast, both of us. And so it is sometimes hard to prioritize the podcast when there's all the other things. And so I don't know, it just gave me a little pep. I don't know
For
about you, but
sure. No, it's great. And yeah, I guess maybe we'll give you some more clues. I don't know. Or like if you have, because I would love to hear if people have questions or what they'd like
yeah.
to know more about, what we're talking about. But
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it more next episode. I still am waiting to hear back from her. So hopefully she doesn't ghost us, because I did send her
no, that was her
an email.
yesterday. She can't retract it.
Right.
But
So
she may regret it when she won't retract. Just kidding.
anyway.
Okay, cool. Well, I
So
hope
yeah.
that you guys all have a great rest of your day. Christy, it was fun catching up.
Yes. Enjoy. And
Enjoy
listeners, thank you for listening to us catch up by just pressing record.
your Yeah, but I
Thanks
mean,
for joining us in our little friend conversation. We'll get back to some cool topics once we're back in the swing of things. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. And I'll keep you posted on this guest speaker.
all right, cool. Bye.
Bye.